Oh, Dominique, your man Meta World Peace. Come on.
Bro, I mean, they just too many days of suspension, though. It just went
too many. Almost killed that guy.
I mean, he could have had three days or so. I mean, you going to take him out a whole first round series? We need him.
Yes.
I mean, two or three that game. Maybe
What about this? Games. He said it was an accident. I dunked the ball and I got excited. Okay, if that was the first time you'd ever dunk a ball, I can see you getting that excited. How many times do you think he's dunked a ball before?
That was the emotion. Right. The emotion took him over. It's playoff atmosphere. So the emotion
playoff
took
atmosphere.
Him over.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
James Harden saw him celebrating. He should have moved. He wasn't paying attention.
He couldn't see what all
that
hair all over
before.
His
it's not like he was in the playoff atmosphere for the first time and he got excited and he elbowed the man in the head.
But we've been having a rough season, so it felt good that night, you know?
Hit somebody in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, he felt good that night. He didn't need seven games, but you know, it's his reputation. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You're good, Dominic.
I am. I'm having a good time down here, too, in Tunica. The show was off the chain last night. I went to Paula Deen's buffet.
You did?
Oh, my God. I see why she got diabetes. I can tell you that right now. You'll lose a foot messing around with Paula Deen. I said, I can't come back up in here. And I'm over at the salad bar. I'm the only one at the salad bar. The salad bar joke. People looking at me like, lady, are you serious? Let it go. I said, they just put the salad bar in here to appease the health department because I know goodness well.
Goodness well.
And I tried to stay over there and stay on the right path, but it was like a magnet was pulling me.
Was it calling you, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, it was calling me. I said, I got to eat a piece of this fried catfish. And I mean, I didn't eat a piece. I ate four pieces. I said, see?
Yeah, the whole fish.
Oh, I ate the whole thing. It's so much food. And it's a whole bunch of men in there that look like her husband. A whole bunch of old Santa Claus is sitting around. I said, that's a Michael. But when I left, I said, see y'all. You know, they got this life-size cardboard cut out of Paula Deen out front waving. I left out there. I said, see y'all, I can't come in here. I said, this ain't heart healthy in here. I said, you'll lose a limb messing with Paula Deen.
Paula Deen, huh?
Oh, and when I went, Jay, they said I beat the rush, right? But then they said, you just beat the rush. I was sitting there eating. They start coming in groups of 100. I said, I ain't never seen this before. I mean, people on canes and walkers, they say I might as well finish it off. They say I'm already, you know, a little bit going down here. I'm going to eat good today. Woo, you got to see it. The food was out of sight, though. I said, but I can't keep going in there. I'm trying to find me a Whole Foods somewhere.
Whole Foods.
Dominique. Did you hear that Star Jones says enough is enough?
Enough, huh?
And she says she does not like the negative portrayals of black women on Basketball Wives. Now, notice she didn't say anything about Atlanta Housewives.
She still
got a thing with NeNe. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with Tom on that one because she does not want NeNe to say Star. Let me tell you something, Star. You don't know me like you think you do, Star. Honey, you are a lawyer. This is what I do. I mean, I know she's tired of it, but what you going to do? How you going to change grown women?
She said basketball-wise.
Well, didn't mention Atlanta Housewives.
But on Atlanta Housewives, I guess she feel like they don't fight. You know?
But they don't fight the way they do, the way Evelyn does.
Yeah, Evelyn, you know, they start trouble on there, and they just smack Jennifer and... So, you know,
every time you turn around, Evelyn is taking off her shoes
and not doing nothing. A big old punk taking off her shoe waiting for help. She did a Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook started running to Ron Artest. He said, I need help.
Hold me back, Ron.
Yeah, hold me back. Ron been known to knock people out. He was knocking them out before I even got in the league. So y'all need to go ahead and deal with him. I don't know what Star wouldn't do, Tommy. I mean,
no, she's just asking people. She's not, I mean, she's asking black women especially to stand up and say enough is enough. We don't want to see ourselves portrayed like this anymore. And if it comes to this, then let's just not watch it. Let's boycott this programming and say that, you know, this isn't the way we want to be seen on television. I agree with Star. Wendy has said that, you know, she was on one Monday morning and said she was done with Basketball Wives. It was over with. And I think that it is it's incumbent upon us to decide whether we want to, how we want to be portrayed. I know that it is mindless entertainment. I know that, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody, but it does. And I think the portrayals that they give us are negative, and that, you know, a lot of people, because these are some of the, we're very limited in our portrayals on television. Some people think that's the way all of us are, and that's really not fair.
A lot of you like that, but not all. A good number.
You went too far. Not that many. I agree with you, though, Stephen. I agree with Stop.
There are some, Jay. I'm not saying we're perfect people.
Step away.
But everybody don't act like Evan.
I'm about to say several of you are like that.
Player, please. Because the news came out that interracial couples in the United States has reached an all-time high.
So they got that they're upset about too, right?
And here you come with
that. Jay started that.
Right. They're so, not feeling
Jay
me today.
Jay the ringleader.
And that's, in other words, they ain't studying me today.
Would you
and Dominique, did you see the new poster child is your new quarterback for the Redskins?
I know.
The poster child for
interracial relationships, RG3.
He sure is. That's going to be a rough call in D.C. They're going to get him the blues about that in D.C. When I saw him, I said, oh, is he bringing his girlfriend to D.C.?
He's got a fiance, and they've been together for a long time.
RG3.
Robert Griffin III.
The third, right.
They're going to get him. Ooh, when he goes to D.C.
bringing a white woman to D.C.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Wait a damn minute.
How you gonna bring that up? Me? He gonna get AJ? He gonna get booed for the first game for that? Damn. He got the card stacked against him already. It's already hard to play in D.C. We had one.
You jump just like that.
Oh yeah.
A white woman in D.C. Now wait a damn minute.
And that's from J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, but Jay, he dead on it. Jay would switch that thing up quick if he had to go to D.C. He'd be like, I just want to announce I don't date white women anymore. That is my past. I said, RG3, crazy, coming into D.C. with a white woman. I can't wait to see Denver.
You're right.
Utah, D.C. Anyway. Marion Barry going to have something to say about that. I've never seen this.
RG3.
He going to say, I can't understand.
With a W-H-I-T. Wait a damn minute.
Dominique, rip him up in Tunica.
Okay,
at the Money Bowl.
Tunica all weekend long.
All weekend long. Dominique.